Eyewitnesses are they pretty much agree on the basics of what they saw. However, being scientists, they're very aware of the limitations of being an eyewitness, being a human observer, and not having instruments. And a lot of them preface their account by saying that. You know, like there are a lot of accounts saying that it was brighter than the sun at the noonday. A lot of them say, well, it was very bright, but I'm not sure it was as bright as the noonday because my eyes were night acclimated at the time of the explosion. My pupils were wide open, so I can't say that. One of them actually tried a test. He said, I watched the explosion with my welder's goggles, and then the next day I looked at the sun with my welder's goggles on and determined that probably the explosion was close to the brightness of the sun or not, you know, that kind of a thing. But they all agreed that there was this huge flash of white, intense white light at the very instant of the explosion. Everybody agrees to that. Blinding kind of an explosion. And at the same time, they felt heat on their skin. The infrared radiation was hitting them. Marvin Davis says it was like opening the door to an oven to check on the cookies. So everybody, a lot of them describe that. In fact, the guys at Compania Hill, Teller and that crew, put on sunburn lotion. They didn't have sunscreen per se, but they put on oil on the exposed portions of their face because they knew they were going to get some infrared from the explosion. So they all agree on that. Then they talk about this ball forming on the ground and starting to grow upward, and it being a reddish, glowing red, roiling with dark, smoky stuff in it. Just a fascinating thing because there's dirt mixed into it, and it's like it's on fire, an oil fire or something. And then it starts to raise up on this column, and that column is boiling in red and whatnot. And eventually that light, that internal light, goes away, and it's replaced by a glow in the ball itself, the fireball, which is a purplish, bluish-purplish tint. And several of them talk about that. And that's from the radiation, they say. The radiation is so intense in that ball as it rises that it's glowing on its own. And eventually, of course, that rises and that glow goes away and it starts to fold over as a mushroom cloud, the typical mushroom cloud that we've all seen, which is typical of any big explosion. It's not necessarily a nuclear explosion. And after that, we start to get some discrepancies. The shockwave, the sound, when the sound hits them. And they're reporting from all these different locations. Some have got mountains behind in front of them, some don't, etc. And so some of them talk about a rolling thunder kind of a noise. Some of them talk about a pop that hits them in the chest. A secondary pop, or rolling thunder, because the mountains reflect the shock wave as it rolls back at them a second time. And so those, and you can kind of map those based on their locations on the test bed. So those are the observations, and they're described in some detail.